This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Turning to politics now and political spouses, one in particular, Michelle Obama. Conservative blogger Michelle Malkin calls Barack Obama's wife Obama's bitter half. The National Review put her on the cover with the title Mrs. Grievance. Michelle Obama is shaping up to be a rich target for conservatives. Her husband is warning them to lay off. Here to talk about whether criticizing Michelle Obama is fair game or dirty politics is Emily Bazelon and Melinda Henneberger, both of Slate's blog, The XX Factor. Welcome, both of you.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, let's start with Michelle Obama's comment that has received the most criticism. Here it is.
Let me tell you something. For the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my country.
And now reaction from the state Republican Party in Tennessee. Here's a snippet from a video that's been making the rounds on YouTube.
I'm Bob Hope, and I'm proud to be an American because mainly of the First Amendment, the right to worship God anywhere I choose to. In the Second Amendment, I got the right to keep and bear arms. I've always been proud to be an American.
Okay, so Emily Bazelon, Melinda Henneberger of Slate, what's going on here? Why are conservatives going after Michelle Obama?
Well, Michelle Obama, it would have been better if she hadn't made that comment. I mean, I'm sure if she could take it back, she would. And pride in one's country is something that presidents and their families, we want them to have. So I think she opened herself up a little bit here. On the other hand, in the sort of heady moment of her husband's campaign and given the history of slavery and other ways in which Americans have mistreated African Americans for generations, it's not that surprising that she said what she said, and I think Republicans are running with it more than it really merits.
I think that Laura Bush was probably onto something when she said that what she really meant to say was that she had never been prouder of her country. And, you know, over the many months of this campaign so far, one soundbite has undercut so much good work. And having seen Michelle Obama in action, she's really so impressive and, in fact, can be at least as effective a speaker as her husband. So I think that the more people actually see Michelle Obama in action, the less this one soundbite might matter.
And could this be a risky strategy on the part of the GOP and on the part of some conservatives that to do this, to go after Michelle Obama? Because, as you say, here she is an impressive woman in her own right. There is the legacy, as you say, of slavery and of criticism of African Americans. So is this pretty risky?
I think that going after Michelle Obama is something they're going to continue to do because they're isn't the downside there should be. And what I mean is that they're going after her the same way they're going after the candidate himself, as this exotic, what do we really know about this person? I think they're clearly playing to racial fears. In a way, they're using the same tact they use against Teresa Hines, John Kerry's wife, that she's not like us is the message, which is unfortunate given the fact that Michelle Obama came from very modest means and has a real record of accomplishment and quite a traditional family. But unfortunately, the Republicans will be able to mine this.
And Emily, you know, candidates, they use their spouses to burnish their image, to look better for voters. You know, wouldn't it be fair then for them to receive scrutiny, too, and criticism?
I think it's fair game to think about spouses and the light they shed on the candidate. I mean, we're so desperate for any kind of unscripted insight into these people and what they really believe. And I think most people in a marriage feel like the things their spouse says and does bear some resemblance to what they think and do, or at least in some way shed some light. So I do think it's fair game. The question is whether absolutely anything is fair game. And like Melinda was saying, there is a line that you cross in battering someone, but I don't think that the Republicans have crossed it yet in Michelle Obama's case, despite the kind of invoking of racial fears that Melinda referred to.
What about Cindy McCain? There doesn't seem to have been as much scrutiny of her. Maybe she doesn't speak out as much as Michelle Obama, but can we expect similar scrutiny on the part of the Democrats?
I'm not sure. I think that's really interesting, given that Cindy McCain's life story pretty closely mirrors Teresa Hines in that she's an heiress, in that she, you know, having inherited great wealth, she also runs a huge company, as Teresa Hines runs a huge foundation. And her personal history, Cindy McCain's, you know, as a recovering addict, there's in a way a lot more rich biographical material to mine, but I'm not sure the Democrats feel free to use it in the same way the Republicans do, not because they're nobler, but because they may rightly feel that Cindy McCain is a more familiar one, is really what I'm trying to say, that a woman who found herself in a lot of pain and self-medicated is maybe not the scandal it was a few years ago.
It's kind of amazing that she does manage to seem more traditional, even though she has this fortune and has this history. And yet I think that's right. There's something a little Nancy Reagan-esque about her. And even if that's not the most comfortable memory, it's a familiar one. Whereas Michelle Obama and her strength and her power and simply in being African-American is new. And therefore, I think the Republicans at least have the idea that she can seem more threatening.
I also think Cindy McCain is not likely to weigh in on policy matters, and a woman who would do that is what seems to frighten some Americans even now.
Do you think that the Republicans might want to try to create a similar image in voters' minds between Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton?
They can try. I don't think it's going to work. You know, Hillary Clinton had a much more obvious public record when Bill Clinton became president, and she took a really public role in trying to run health care reform in the Clinton administration. I would be amazed if we saw Michelle Obama take that same kind of position, because I think the Obamas will have learned from the Clintons' mistakes.
I also think that Hillary is someone who was pretty clearly ambitious in her own right from the beginning, whereas Michelle Obama has said coming in she has no political ambitions for herself and, in fact, has put her own career on a back burner for a long time, not only in this campaign. And as someone who, you know, until very recently dropped her kids off for school and picked them up every day. So I think that her history as someone who was around home a lot more is a bit different from Hillary's life as a kind of hard-charging corporate lawyer.
Emily Bazelon and Melinda Henneberger of the Slate blog The XX Factor, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.